This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Hanukkah starts tonight, and Colorado's Jewish community is adapting to the Festival of Lights amid the pandemic. CPR's Dan Boyce tells us what one Pueblo synagogue is planning.
You ask Temple Emmanuel Synagogue Board President Michael Atlas Acuna what they're working on for Hanukkah, and he'll tell you, not a lot. Maybe 15 people will be in attendance for the Sabbath Friday night, where they normally have 60. But Temple Emmanuel has weathered a lot recently. An attempted bombing of the synagogue late last year, and this March, arson resulted in $300,000 in damage to their social hall. But Atlas Acuna says community donations and their property insurance both came through.
So we've had two situations that were, in the beginning, looked like a catastrophe, only ending up resulting in a positive outcome.
Something to be thankful for this holiday season. Dan Boyce, CPR News.
The U.S. House passed two bipartisan bills today that could impact Rocky Mountain National Park. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Both bills could change the boundaries of the park. One would add a 40-acre parcel northeast of Long's Peak, donated by former astronaut Vance Brand from Longmont. Democratic Representative Joe Neguse introduced the measure and says the park holds deep meaning for the country and for Coloradans.
I myself hold a number of treasured memories growing up in Colorado, enjoying Rocky Mountain National Park hikes with my father, and now being able to take my daughter on those same trails.
The other bill corrects an error from the 1970s, when a small plot of land where a family cabin sits was erroneously transferred to the park. Both bills head to the Senate. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
With coming up on the program, with Pfizer's COVID vaccine awaiting FDA authorization, there's speculation about when the U.S. will be able to buy another batch of doses and whether it already missed its chance. Then, new unemployment claims jumped sharply last week as a surge in coronavirus cases puts new stress on the economy. The uptick comes as various relief programs are about to expire. We will have those stories coming up for you next on All Things Considered. This is CPR News.